people that influenced me on this thing. And one of whom has my partner in paramedicine, Tom Meiser, who has since passed away, which is a terrible thing. And he was a real influence on encouraging heart-safe communities, where I picked up in about 2010 when I worked with him as a paramedic. And then in the fall of 2017, I believe, a group of us got together and several retired physicians and medics, and we talked about cardiac arrest and about how if we could just get the public to realize how easy it really can be nowadays because of compression only, and I don't mean to make it simple sound simple, but it boils down to courage, it really does. And the more we can get people to realize that you can get down and check with somebody, and you no longer have to worry about doing mouth to mouth or anything like that. I got something written here that I wish I could remember, but I always say that bottom line is, and the Citizen Foundation promotes this, to nerve oneself to perform an action when needed. And basically what that boils down to is recognizing someone collapsing and starting to push hard and fast on the chest. As paramedics, many times that first minute or two or three, we would find out that no one did anything, whether it was severe bleeding, whether it was choking, or especially in cardiac arrest situations. So from a history standpoint, this has always been something that several of us in this community in the pre-hospital setting have dreamed about. And thank you for all you guys that came forward, especially Angela as our project director here. And now the fun starts, I guess. I'm trying to sustain this thing and keep it going. It's always been fun, but thanks again to the community. Especially thanks to Jay, who on the city commission, when he's on the city commission, took a class. And again, we kind of joked about it a little bit that I don't know if we'll ever really need this, but it's a good thing to have in case. And therefore, John steps in, huh? So anyway, any other thoughts or questions or anything?
I just want to thank all of you so much for all of your hard work over the last year and a half since September of 22. And then whenever you came on board, we appreciate all of you so much. When we first started this, it seemed a bit daunting, but with the collected efforts and talents of everybody here, it became a reality pretty quickly. And now we're moving on to this next phase of how do we continue to bring in all of our community in this joint effort to save lives. So with Pulse Point on board now, it's just, you know, sky's the limit of what we can do. And I appreciate every day for all of you and your efforts moving forward. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, all of you, for all your hard work, and we'll continue looking forward to working with you. Thank you.
Let me follow up on a couple of things. Yeah. You mentioned picking up the ball after this. It's one thing to get the signs up. Yeah. How tough will it be to keep the signs up? In other words, to keep this as a heart safe community?
Well, obviously, we're going to have to continue to train 15% of the population within the city limits to maintain that. And then there are other things that Angela could even mention that through the Citizen Heart Foundation, Citizen CPR Foundation, we have to maintain 12 other criteria. A lot of that stuff we already have. One thing we're going to continue to do is promote the placement of AEDs, automated external defibrillators. We're going to try and continue to teach compression-only CPR, but also press even more further into recognizing where AEDs are, like through the Pulse Point program, and so that people are, I don't want to say comfortable, but they know they're doing the right thing when they grab the AED and put it on the individual that they're working on. So that's part of it. What about some of the other stuff that we'll be working with?
So Ottawa County, the Central Dispatch Authority, OCCDA, they have installed Pulse Point, that app, which is free to all of our citizens here to download, and that is something that will notify people when there is a need for CPR nearby. So it'll be a lot about promoting that app there. And so in the month of June, we're going to have two digital billboards around the city of Holland that say, hey, for more information, check out Pulse Point. And another thing going on is that Rajveer Kaur and Jay Peters have been very hard working on a new website for Heart Safe Holland. It's going to be heartsafeholland.org, and hopefully that will be launching early June. Yes. All right, so thank you to them as well for all that hard work.
Extending this beyond Holland city limits, what plans are there? Are there plans to extend this so that it will include the entire community and not just the city of Holland?
We are presently, right now, that we're aware of, Zeeland City has been talking about it, and some of the townships as well, but our goal is to extend it into Ottawa County, obviously. A good start will be with this Pulse Point program, which has really been being used in other areas as well, not just the city of Holland, but again, it's presently Heart Safe Holland. I think I can see in the future that it's going to be Heart Safe Ottawa or Heart Safe Lakeshore or something like that, because clearly townships like Holland and Park Township are equally interested in getting involved with this certification, from what we gather. Correct?
Absolutely.
The other thing too, financing. Obviously, this is nice, a lot of volunteer help, but there's got to be some financial things that needs to be done with this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Jay Peters is our financial chair. He's done a phenomenal job going out into the community, finding those people who are interested in, and you know, donating to our cause. And we're extremely grateful to them. Some private donations along with some grant. We've worked with the MacTow Area Coordinating Council, Holland Rotary Charities. Linda Falstadt has been also very dominant in getting some funding in for us. And we're extremely thankful for that, to cover not only our equipment that we needed, but also to purchase the Pulse Point app, and then also the annual fee to keep that up and running.
One other thing as well, has the group worked with some other organizations that have been, shall we say, along parallel lines? I'm thinking most notably of the West Leonard Heart Team. Have you been working with them? Are they on board with this, or is this something that might be working down the line?
I would say working down the line. I'm familiar with the whole story with West Leonard and what his mother has done, which is tremendous in the last, oh man, it's been 8 years or so, I believe, or I can't quite remember.
It was 2011 when we lost West.
Okay, 2011. I remember that because I happened to be working as a paramedic on that day, as a matter of fact. And so inevitably, I'm sure that we will touch base with them. I know that they place a lot of AEDs, and they've been very successful in the Heart Safe project for schools. Like it was written in the Sentinel, it's amazing how many local schools, especially down in Elgin County and Ottawa as well, but how many schools are heart-safe schools right now. So we have not been directly working with them per se within the city with our project here, but I'm sure that's going to expand. The other thing I might mention is I know that Saugatuck Township is working towards a Heart Safe. They're in the process of deciding when to go live. And I also believe that other townships are looking into it. Again, this whole citizen intervention with compression-only CPR is really hitting the home in a lot of departments now, that the importance of having someone recognized while they're calling help to know what to do. Yeah. So.
One other thing too, fundraisers. Anything on the horizon right now for the group to try to help get a little bit of extra money for this effort yet?
I know that we've been talking about an annual Heart Safe Gala to be in February to coordinate with Heart Safe Month. There, I know Linda Falstadt is someone who's been working on that there. We don't have a lot of details yet, but as that comes closer, we'll be getting the word out.